Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and May, and we are honored and delighted to be with you today for our weekly session where we join our hearts and souls together as one, communication and blessings for healthier and happier pets, and also for healthy and happier owners of pets. So when we are happy, our pets are actually much happier. So it is important that we do this together, because if we only focus on helping our pets heal, then when we are not well, they will also be impacted. And it is the same with us. I know when beloved May, who was with me today, when May is not well, I am deeply impacted. So we are so one, us and our beloved pets. And even we are one with our friends, our family, our loved ones, and more as we walk on this journey to becoming more and more one. And we work on this journey as creating a love, peace, harmony, world family, which includes our beloved animals, nature, humanity, Mother Earth, and all souls. So it is a wonderful, wonderful journey. So May and I welcome you with all our hearts and our souls. We are so happy to connect with you each week. And today I have been guided to focus on transforming fear, because fear can really rule our lives, actually, if we get to a place where we are very fearful of even another person or a situation, a circumstance, then it is very difficult for us to go into a place of calm, of peace. So it's the same with our beloved pets. They are so sensitive to everything, and they are so deeply connected with energy and with Mother Earth, that they can be very fearful because of what is taking place on Mother Earth at this time. So it's very key that we build our foundation, particularly our Kundalini or Snow Mountain area, which is the Kundalini. If you draw a line from your belly button to your back, and this is the same for our beloved pets, if you imagine where the belly button is. So you draw a line from your belly button to your back, and then you go in that distance from the back, one third, and then you go down 2.5 chun, which is around about 2.5 inches. So this is the area where our Kundalini is located. So it's basically, if you imagine your spinal column, you follow your spinal column down so it curves around to go to the coccyx. It is actually the space in front of that area. This is the area we need to build staff and our pets. So when we build that area, this nourishes our kidneys. The kidneys, when the kidneys are weak, when the kidneys are out of balance, or the water element is out of balance, then we will feel more fearful. Or it also goes the other way. If we experience a lot of fear, it will weaken our kidneys. And there's a lot of beloved pets that I serve that have, many of them have weak kidneys. And I know it is the same for beloved human beings. So today, let us do a practice, and we will use the most powerful soul song of love, peace, and harmony. We can actually use this when we do any of our practices, and it brings such an incredibly high frequency and vibration. So let us close our eyes and and focus your mind in your lower abdomen. Focus your mind. Imagine the area that I just described for you and your pet. So I want you to visualize a beautiful golden light ball in that area. And sometimes we actually don't even realize how much fear we may be carrying. We may think that we don't have fear, but then when we do a practice such as this to transform fear, suddenly we feel so much calmer. So let us see. We will do a short practice today. I will experience the power of this. So visualizing this beautiful golden light ball for you and your beloved pet. If you don't have a pet, your own pet with you today, you can visualize. Even if you have one of your friends as a pet that you're deeply connected to, you can also visualize it for your favorite animal. So there's many, many beloved animals on Mother Earth that are very difficult environments at the moment. They may be being abused. They may have lost their environment. They may not have enough food to eat. All sorts of different circumstances. So we will also chant them, transform fear as well. So let us begin. Firstly, we will say hello to our kidneys and our kundalini area. So we simply say, ear, soul, heart, mind, and body. All our kidneys, of our pet's kidneys. We love you. We honor you. We deeply appreciate you. We cannot thank you enough for all that you do throughout our day. You have the power to transform any fear to calmness. You have the power to strengthen yourself, boost your frequency and vibration. Do a good job. Thank you. So wonderful. So now we've made that connection, which is to say hello, greeting. And now let us say hello to higher frequencies and vibrations to assist us. Transform fear to boost our kundalini power, strengthen our kidneys and our pet's kidneys. So dear all of heaven, dear Mother Earth, the countless spiritual mothers and fathers, countless heaven saints, animals, and we'll connect with countless planets. So dear countless planets, stars, galaxies, and all universes, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Would you please offer each and every one of us and our pets a blessing? Please offer all of the animals as appropriate blessings to help them to strengthen their kidneys, help them to transform fear to calmness. Please help us to bring calmness to Mother Earth and love, peace, and harmony. Please help us to build a foundation of love, peace, and harmony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. And dear the soul song of love, peace, and harmony, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Would you please offer us blessings of the greatest love, peace, harmony to transform any and all fear that we have, that our pets have, that the animals of Mother Earth. Please help us to transform this fear to calmness, to love, peace, and harmony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we invite all of the animal souls, we invite all nature souls, we invite all souls of humanity, one link, please join us. Let us transform our fear. Let us strengthen our kidneys. Let us boost our kundalini power to build a foundation of love, peace, and harmony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So wonderful. So now visualizing this beautiful golden light ball in and around your kidney area, your kundalini area. So you can visualize it in your kundalini area, in front of your sacrum area, in front of the coccyx. And you visualize this golden light that is radiating in to that area from 360 degrees. And it is also radiating in and around you and your beloved pet's kidney. And we will chant love, peace, and harmony. Feeling this connection, sending your deepest love to your kidney, to your kundalini area at this time. Fully opening to receive this beautiful frequency and vibration of love, peace, and harmony. Fully opening as we serve the animals and Mother Earth at this time, our beloved pets, and each and every one of us. Visualizing this beautiful light from heaven, Mother Earth, and beyond.
Thank you.
Taking a deep breath in to your lower abdomen. Take a moment to see how you are feeling at this time. What transformation has taken place for you? And we say, how? Thank you. So we thank all of heaven, thank Mother Earth, we thank the countless planets, stars, galaxies, and all universes. We thank all of the souls that joined us, chanted with us. We are so deeply, deeply grateful for your service. We cannot thank you enough. So remember to transform your fear. If your pets are experiencing fear, you can do this practice over and over again. Chant love, peace, and harmony as much as you possibly can, and you will be amazed at what could take place. So it's been my greatest honor and May's greatest honor to serve you on this day. And we send you all of our love. We look forward to connecting with you again next week. Next week we will do animal communication. This week we focus on the blessings. So love you, everyone. May says she loves you and thanks you for all that you do for the animals. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye-bye, everyone. Love you, love you, love you.